Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, so we remember Seth a year ago. Man, it feels like it was longer than a year ago. But a year ago, the Texans were coming off a week two where they started the season 2-0.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? Those were good times.
Onward.
They beat the Colts in week one, and then they beat the Bears in week two. And it was a...
It's a good moment for Caleb Williams.
Yeah,
because he got some advice from CJ Stroud,
and he looked super happy to get the advice. Look at the picture right there.
You don't stick your lower lip out quite that far without being really definitely contemplating what CJ Stroud was telling.
Right
him.
For those watching on YouTube, Caleb's got like his lower lip out.
That lower lip look, that can be kind of like a thoughtful like.
Yeah, nodding your head.
Yeah, okay. You know what? You're right.
You're right,
that
CJ.
Does, or I don't know if that's what you thought initially. That actually, in that still frame, it does look like he's contemplating what CJ is saying.
You're right. I should stop turning the ball over and not getting
and
hit
stop
in
taking
the
all
open
those
field.
Hits
and yeah,
everything.
Yeah, yeah. So CJ got a lot of criticism for that moment. Just
for big bro in him.
For big bro in a guy who's your age.
Right.
Caleb might even be. Who knows?
I think CJ is like a month older than him or
okay,
something.
Okay, so they're the same
they're
age.
Real close.
Basically the same age. For football purposes, they're the same age. Except CJ had, at that point, one more season under his belt than Caleb Williams. CJ Stroud has played 34 regular season games in his career. This is a post from Underdog from a couple of days ago. And the 17 games before this infamous photo, and it's a photo of CJ big broing Caleb Williams. Before that, 4,600 passing yards in 17 games. 4,600 passing yards, 26 TDs. 5 interceptions. 17 games is a full season. That's an MVP level season right there. 4,600 yards, 26 TDs, 5 picks. He's played 17 games since. Nearly 1,000 yards less, 3,600 yards, 18 touchdowns. This is the big one, especially after considering that he was giving Caleb Williams advice on turnovers and decision making.
Yeah.
13 picks in 17 games
mm-hmm.
in the regular season. That's not acceptable. That's not good.
It's so far CJ Stroud's career has played out kind of like any rockumentary you watch where or like many of them where a band comes on the scene, take the world by storm. Mm-hmm. But then all of a sudden real life happens. They start to recognize the harsh realities of how hard it is to keep a band together, and then like their second album flops, and you're waiting to see what happens.
What's the redemption story?
Do they get back in the studio and get back to basics? You know, remember you reunite with your high school girlfriend, something like that. I don't know. I don't know. That's what we're waiting to see right now.
Some of those rockumentaries they do, and some they don't.
Yeah,
you know, sometimes it's just a story of failure. It's
Leonard Skinner's like their album that went. I think it was "Give Me Back My Bullets." That was their fourth album. It just wasn't. That's where it kind of started to skid a little bit.
Yeah. Did they ever come back?
I think they did because they came back with "Street Survivors" and that one went platinum. Mm. I think. I don't know.
Seth is recalling all of this from memory right now.
Yeah.
Big Leonard Skinner guy. Big Leonard Skinner guy. So It is, and I know people are using this as an arbitrary kind of ha-ha, jokey yeah. thing, that this is the, to me, what's relevant is that this is when, shortly after this to me, because the very following week, they lose 34-7 to the Minnesota Vikings, you know, and then week four, they actually played the Jags, but they needed a last-second touchdown from Dari Ogunbowale. And that was really the last time we saw C.J. Stroud kind of do what he did against Tampa his rookie year, where he, okay, I give me the ball, I'm going to go win this game for us. And he did against the Jags in week four. Remember he hit Dare on that little, you know, that little out in the flat pass at the goal line there, yeah. and they win the game. I mean, it's been a while since CJ has strung together consistently good games.
Yeah, and I think that it's one of these things where it's hard because you can't point to any one particular thing and blame CJ. You can't fully blame it on Bobby Slowick. It's been a bit of a quagmire. So far early in this season, there's nothing about me that doesn't think C.J. Stroud can be a really, really good quarterback in the NFL.
I'm with you on that.
Like, not just a promising quarterback, but a really, really good quarterback in the NFL. Right now, this is all the normal growing pains that you can see in a new offense. And with injuries to Joe Mixon and Christian Kirk and everybody else, early in the year, going against what I think are going to end up being a couple of good defenses with the Bucs and the Rams. So that's all, but you're just, if it goes on like this, if this season ends up being like last season, that's when things really start to get ugly. Because then that's when you wonder if the organization loses faith. Meanwhile, CJ wants to get most quarterbacks get an extension after their third year.
Yeah.
That's where it could get ugly. And it's right now is not the time to think, oh, yep, that's where we're headed. But you do need to see things click. You do need to see this look like a well-formed offense, because then it's all, then you can have faith in CJ, but you can't have anything to point to as proof of it. We had a promising rookie season, but it still wasn't a genuinely good offense.
Yeah.
It was a really, really promising offense. We haven't seen anything as promising since then. And that's where, that's why these next two games especially are really critical,
yes.
because the level of difficulty isn't as high.
And they're division the games too.
You got the Ravens, and then yeah. I'm like, it's gonna be an interesting bye. You might have to cancel your vacation during the bye week, because this could be setting up to be like that year where we thought Romeo Crennel might get fired during the bye week.
Yeah,
we didn't know if like Bill O'Brien might get fired during the bye week. It was like 2000. That was the 2018 year where they turned it around, I think, wasn't it? Oh, no, it was earlier than that.
What did they do during the bye week?
It was, everything was setting up to where it was, like, remember they got destroyed by Miami?
That was 2015.
15, yeah.
It was 2015.
Yeah, and it was, the bye week was relatively early in the year.
Bye week was after that Miami loss, or shortly thereafter.
They had another game after that where they looked all right.
And they went 3-5,
yeah.
and then the bye week, and they came out of the bye week, and they beat Cincinnati
yeah.
on Monday Night Football
yeah.
in just a horrible game to watch, other than them winning. They beat them 10-6, and T.J. Yates threw to D-Hop for the touchdown. That was where J.J. made that stupid joke about the red rifle BB gun.
Oh, yeah.
About Andy Dalton.
We turned the red rifle into
the Red Ryder BB gun.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was that game.
Yeah, but the bye week being after week five this year and after a Ravens game, I think it's going to be a really good time to sit back and think about, like, all right, what are we really doing here? All right, are you guys on the right track or not?
I'll be here that whole week after the Ravens game.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we don't leave till Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
We're going to, for those who don't know, my wife and I go to a different NFL city during the Texans bye week every year. We're actually going to Baltimore on Sunday to see the Ravens and the Rams, and then we're going to Commanders Bears on Monday Night Football.
Mm.
So two games within 40 minutes of each other.
It's a lot of relevance to what we're talking about right now, especially when it comes to young quarterbacks.
Yes.
Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, all that. Yeah. yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah. Well, the thing I'm seeing is funny, like, about CJ is that, and I saw some of this on the text page earlier because we're talking about Trevor Lawrence. We watched Tua play last night. And those are two quarterbacks who were given second contracts by their teams with very sketchy situations. Like, we weren't sure about Tua. He got slightly less than some of those guys, but he's still in the $53 million club. Trevor Lawrence, I mean, the second they agreed to that, I'm like, good luck with that one, Jags. Of all the guys that have signed those big, like, $50 to $60 million deals, And how their teams feel about them, like, where do Texan fans fall into where they feel about CJ right now? Because I would submit that teams like the Dolphins with Tua, Trevor Lawrence with the Jags, I think it's probably still a little early for Brock Purdy, you know, and he's hurt now, so maybe that affects how they feel about him. But, like, they're probably, like, those fan bases are probably, like, a little questionable, if not a lot questionable on those deals. Justin Herbert is starting to fulfill some of that promise. He's in the $55 million club. I think Cincinnati fans have zero issue with Joe Burrow getting $55 million. I think Baltimore fans have zero issue with Lamar Jackson getting $55 million. Cowboy fans and Dak Prescott getting $60 million is probably a mixed bag.
Yeah.
He's not Tua or Trevor Lawrence, but he's also not Joe Burrow, I would imagine, in their eyes. So it's, I mean, I just named seven guys who got big extensions in the last 2 years. That's the concern I think Texan fans have about the way this season goes, is I think it feels like he's going to get a contract, C.J. Stroud. It's just, when he gets that contract, are we reacting the way Jags fans did to Trevor Lawrence getting it, or maybe the way we reacted to Trevor Lawrence getting it, or is it one of those things where we're like, oh, yeah, this makes sense.
Right.
You know, this makes sense.
Right, yeah, okay, what else are you going to do? Of course you got to give him and lock him down
before it
keeps getting higher and higher and higher.
Yeah.
Because that's the whole thing. It's not, the vast majority of the time, it's not like you feel 100% convinced that this is the guy that's going to take you to the promised land, but it's that, all right, is this guy worth spending right now, because there's a real good chance he ends up winning a Super Bowl this year, being an All-Pro, and it's going to cost you $20 million more per year
down the
next
road.
Year.
Yeah.
It's a big question.
It is.
A big question in a young sports fan's life.
It is. Well, and the fact, too, that you've started to see more and more highly drafted guys who failed at first have redemption story. Like, Seattle has Sam Darnold. He's, you know, he was good for Minnesota last year, and he's 1-1. Baker Mayfield's the biggest one. Like, you know, Baker is knocking on the door being a top five quarterback right now.
Yeah.
He failed in three places before that. So we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. All right, final segment coming up. We'll start to get you guys ready for the Jacksonville game. Through the eyes of Nick Caserio, what's the scouting report on the Texans' opponent on Sunday? What's the injury report?
It's time for the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Injury Report. The three big ones for the Texans you need to know about are that limited participation for Jake Andrews, Braxton Berrios, and Christian Kirk, but I think you can reasonably expect that those guys will play this week. Kamari Lassiter, Jalen Petrie, and Darrell Taylor listed with as limited participation, with a knee, a rib, and a hip, but nothing to get too alarmed about there. Jalen Smith, the rookie cornerback, did not participate. Notable ones for the Jaguars: Brian Thomas Jr., the wide receiver who seems to be afraid of contact a little bit these days. I don't know what's going on with him. He had limited participation with a wrist. That's your injury report presented by Mokarem Injury Lawyers. Call 281-222-2222 or visit MokaremInjuryLawyers.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.